Hello, this is Jim Conda Jr. for our April 28th Network America broadcast. Today, a young Army officer named Yingling has come out and published an article in an Army-related journal, anyway, called General Failure, which talks about the failure of the generals in the United States Army, such as Tommy Frank and the rest of them that we've seen at the top, in the war in Iraq. At one point in the article, Yingling says he was at a send-off ceremony and a deployment ceremony for some soldiers and a Purple Heart ceremony for others. And since he knew the way they were botching the job in Iraq and wasting the lives and the limbs of our soldiers, that he couldn't look the soldiers in the eye. So he's written a very courageous article about the failure of the generals. However, well, I don't know that he could have gone any farther as an active duty soldier. He did not really diagnose why we have a problem of the generals at the top. And the reason is because these generals are working on or implementing another agenda that is not what they are telling the American people and the soldiers, just as W. Bush is doing that. Our top generals, our Congress, and our president are virtual slaves of the neocon Jewish worldwide banking network and their pet project usurping the name of, quote, Israel, unquote. So that is the answer. Now, let me just make a few comments in relation to this, the comments of this courageous young author to more accurately diagnose what is happening. He says that the lower-level officers, the majors and colonels, are angry and frustrated. Well, these majors and lieutenant colonels are angry and frustrated because they are still under the misconception that these generals and other top commanders are trying to serve the United States of America. Wrong. These generals who are doing wrong, they are often very disturbing looking in the face, in my opinion. They are agents of the top neocon Jews. They are where they are only because they are agents of these top neocon Jews, and they are objectively serving, namely, the foreign power I just mentioned, the, quote, invisible, unquote, Judeo-Masonic worldwide banking cartel, such as centered in the Federal Reserve Board or the Bank of London, and, again, its pet project, Israel. The younger officers that Yingling is referring to do not realize that everything about Iraq is on schedule, with the possible exception of the fact that the Arab resistance has been greater than the Paul Wolfowitz's and the Tommy Franks, etc., had expected. I say it's probably greater because I'm not sure of that. Sacrificing 70,000 Americans to severe wounds is already the case. Or 700,000 or 7 million, sacrificing that many young Americans means nothing to these top neocon Jews who view the usually Christian American soldier as mere human cattle to be used by them. Used by them towards their goals. Sacrificing 3,000, as is already the case, or 30,000 or 300,000 young Americans to death in the Mideast for the unrighteous cause of Jewish supremacy means nothing to these top neocon Jews. So I'm sure that Wolfowitz and Rothschild and New York Senator Chuck Schumer would like less resistance in Iraq and the Arab world. I'm not sure they expect it any less, because unlike the average American, they know that the Arab world is seething with anger against the United States government for helping Israel to persecute and subdue the Arab world in many ways in the last 50 years. The top brass also are not, as many people say in many places, slow to grasp the realities of the Iraq invasion and occupation. No, rather they are quick to grasp the agenda that they are to implement under the control of the top neocon Jews, such as naming a few would be Wolfowitz, Pearl, Feith. The incongruity for the young soldiers and bewildered U.S. citizens is caused by the fact that the president and the top brass claiming they are following one agenda are in fact following another agenda which they dare not tell to the young soldiers or to their parents or to the U.S. citizens. And that agenda is this: to build permanent bases in the Mideast from which U.S. military personnel can implement the agenda of the New World Order, i.e. the agenda the top neocon Jews and their disgraceful Anglo-Masonic junior partners like Bush, Clinton, Kerry, McCain. One military base, roughly 25 miles in diameter, is already built in Iraq. This is to be used to continue to clear out Iraq of its former inhabitants, to attack other Arab countries, and to safeguard the territorial expansion of Israel into the pre-planned Greater Israel, which some report is on a map over the entranceway to Israelis' Knesset, which is Israel's Congress. Please note, the neocon agenda continues no matter who is elected. So as soon as the Democrats got elected to start the war, Bush escalated the war, and they went ahead and the Democrats continue to fund it despite the rhetoric. The way they're planning to salvage the Iraq occupation is by creating an incident with Iran, and you hear the media drumbeats for this louder than ever. After which they plan to expand U.S. involvement in the Mideast with the intention to eventually move against Syria, Saudi Arabia, etc. And again, the whole deception is based on the acceptance of most Americans still, in one way or another, that the 9/11 attacks were perpetrated by Arabs, when in fact they were perpetrated by these same neocon Jews who needed that, quote, Pearl Harbor, unquote, to trick the American people into sending our soldiers into Iraq. So that is the basics in a nutshell of what is happening in Iraq, and that is basically all that we need to talk about today in our audio radio program here. I'm urging at the end of the Network America E-Wire that I went out with this, that everyone get the movie The Patriot, starring Mel Gibson as Benjamin Martin, or study the career and the tactics of the Swamp Fox, General Francis Marion of the American War for Independence in 1776. The character Benjamin Martin in the movie The Patriot is based on the real-life historical character of the Swamp Fox. Everyone, if they have not done so, should also go to networkamerica.org and read The Most Powerful Office in the Land, and a few other articles there, so that everyone can grasp the only realistic action program that tens of thousands of us can take to take back this country constitutionally and peacefully. It's the only way left to do it, and with the internet, tens of thousands of us could be implementing it by January 1st, 2008. So, at any rate, we appreciate you again tuning in to our Network America Radio, and this is Jim Conda, Jr. Thank you very much for joining us again.